Okay, I'd like to call this meeting to order. The Pacifica National Board teleconference on April 10th, 2009. Mr. Secretary, can you please call the roll?
Okay, it's 8:35 Eastern Time. Jerry Gendelman. Bonnie Simmons.
Here.
Andrea Turner.
Excused absence for Andrea, please. She's out of the country.
Joe Manzala.
Here.
Grace Aaron.
Here.
Sean O'Brien.
Here.
Leslie Radford. Rico Ross. George Ryder.
Here.
Wendy Srell. Sandra Rawlin.
Here.
Wendy Srell. Susan Young.
Here.
Nia Bediaco.
Present.
Carolyn Burden.
Here.
Kathy Davis.
Hi, Wendy's here.
Kathy Davis. Jamie Ross. Jim Brown. A.C. Bird.
Yeah.
Lizette King.
Yes.
David Beaton.
Here.
Theo Wangaza.
Here.
That's 14. You have...
And Jim Brown.
Okay, Jim, I got you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Secretary. Now, would anyone like to offer to be our timekeeper this evening?
I'll do it. This is George.
Thank you.
I can't do it. I'm making a whole bunch of proposals.
Okay. Would someone else be willing to be timekeeper?
I'll do it. Carolyn here.
Thank you, Carolyn. Okay. Now, the next thing is that we don't need to approve the agenda, as this is the continuation meeting. We do not have to approve the minutes at this time. We have no consent items, so we'll move on to acknowledgments. Are there any acknowledgments?
Grace?
Yes.
Before we go on to that, there was one motion that was dropped off of the agenda, which had been on for a while.
Could I speak to that? I was the one that dropped it. In the executive session, Ricardo De Anda said that should be dealt with in executive session. And then later, he said that action had already been taken and that it was moot, and so I took it off. If y'all want to put it back on.
What action had already been taken?
It hasn't been taken. It's not moot, and I would like it back on. It's a motion to reinstate Noel Hanrahan to the KPFA board, and it should appear after the motion to set a policy on that.
Bonnie to Stack.
Okay, if that's the case, I apologize. I just made a mistake.
Okay, so that was part of the approved agenda in the last
Stack
meeting. So,
Bonnie,
there's no Stack right now. We're past the agenda approval. This is just a correction about the agenda.
Madam Chair, the discussion of this was in executive session after this agenda was set that pertains to this particular item and a request from our Foundation Council to remove it from the agenda.
Grace, may I interject, Ricardo?
Yes, Ricardo.
I've looked at this matter, and we don't need to discuss it in executive session.
Okay.
We can discuss it in open session.
Okay, thank you, Ricardo. So then we're back on acknowledgments on the agenda. Are there any acknowledgments this evening?
Didn't we already do acknowledgments at the beginning of the agenda?
Yes, I believe we do. So
I don't think we have that anymore now.
Okay.
I did finish the minutes this afternoon and send them out.
Kathy's on the call.
Okay. You know what, Richard? Thank you for doing that. As this is a continuing meeting from the last meeting, it's actually the minutes from last meeting minutes would be incomplete, as the meeting has not finished yet. So we'll just take up approval of those minutes at the next meeting after they're melded with the minutes from tonight. So the next thing on the agenda is the...
If this is a continuation meeting, we should start from where we left off.
Well, we are. We're starting with where we left off, which is item number 3 on this particular agenda, and that's motion regarding gradient disciplinary measures.
Rico Roth.
Okay. Hello, Rico. Is there anyone wishing to be on the stack to discuss this motion?
George.
And Bonnie.
Okay.
Nia.
Okay. All right. Let's start.
And point of information?
Leslie would like to be on the stack as well.
Okay. All right. We'll take the point of information first. Kathy?
Yeah, because I just joined the call, I was wondering if you could read the motion.
Okay. Mr. Secretary, would you like to read the motion?
Okay. Everybody should have a copy of it, or several copies. In order to ensure compliance with the CPB and FCC regulations, formally adopted Pacifica National Board Resolution and the management decisions of the Executive Director, the ED, is hereby authorized to apply the following gradient disciplinary measures. A negative mention in the manager's personnel file. B, suspension of duty with pay. C, suspension of duty without pay. E, reduction of pay, end pay. E, the assignment of another staff person to carry out the unmet responsibilities of management staff. Such disciplinary measures, such as reductions in salary, temporary suspension of duty, etc., may be rescinded if and when full compliance takes place. Other disciplinary measures, as long as they are in conformity with the Pacifica bylaws, may also be used to ensure compliance. However, the initial statement of non-compliance placed in the personnel file of the staff member in question shall remain in that file, in their file.
All right, so we're going to go to George on the stack.
So this is mostly questions, actually, Grace. Is there any necessity for the board to approve this in order for the ED to adopt this as a policy? And then the second question is, Sherry had said that there's something in the union contracts about progressive discipline. This is called something different. The sense of it is the same. Is there any problem if we did adopt this with conflict with the union contracts?
Okay, as the first thing is, to answer some of your questions, the first thing is we're not dealing, this has nothing to do with union staff. This is management staff that this refers to. That's the first thing. The second thing is I certainly wouldn't have any problem with changing the word gradient in the title of the motion to progressive disciplinary measures if that is more fitting and more comfortable for this board. In terms of the latitude that the executive director has, I'm not sure to take these measures without the approval of the board. I'm not sure if there's exact policy regarding this. Does anyone know?
Well, Madam Chair?
Yes.
And Wendy, too.
There are 2 pages about progressive discipline in the Pacifica Employee Handbook. As well as I believe that some sort of symmetry with collective bargaining unit negotiations is generally expected.
Okay.
Can I answer?
Okay, yes.
This is Wendy. As far as I know, I think that this is all already well within the powers of the executive director. What the executive director needs the board for is if they want to dismiss a general manager, that requires board approval, or LSB approval, actually. It's of course the executive director has these kind of tools already, but if they want the board to okay it, I guess we could do that.
Okay, if it's not necessary, it's not necessary. Someone from would like to volunteer to send me the employee handbook section regarding progressive discipline?
Point of information?
Yes.
Is the handbook that Barney referred to, that refers to staff but not to management, I assume?
Management are employees of the Pacifica Foundation. I don't believe you can make a distinction between the two.
No, I'm asking specifically about that handbook. Was it directed to either particular? Do you have it in front of you? Could you read it?
You want me to read all the pages?
No. Thanks.
Madam Chair, I am happy to pass it on. I'll have to figure out if I've got it in electronic form.
Okay, can you...
I think I do, actually. I'm going to look for it too, Bonnie.
Madam Chair, I think I'm next on stack.
Yes, you are. I mean, if this is already covered in Pacifica policy, then discussing this motion at this time is dilatory unless anyone wants to discuss it further.
I move we table this motion until we have further, until we've looked at all the, Pacifica laws that may exist or procedures concerning this.
Second. Mia, second.
Okay. Is there any objection to tabling this motion? Hearing none, this motion is tabled. And the next thing we're going to do is go on to the next agenda item, which is committees and working group reports. And the first report is from the Governance Committee. George, do you want to give us that
yes.
report?
Yes. At the in-person meeting in L.A., some of the members of the PMB were unhappy with the confidentiality policy they were asked to sign. The issue is referred to the Governance Committee. The Governance Committee's unanimous recommendation is contained in the motion, which states that the PMB accepts as its confidentiality policy compliance with the existing ethics documents. People are to sign a document saying they've read the existing ethics policy and agree to comply with this policy.
All right.
Bonnie to stack.
Okay.
So that's on the floor as a motion.
All right. Anyone else wish to be on the stack besides Bonnie? All right. Go ahead, Bonnie.
I assume that you are referring to the paragraph in the ethics policy that says, maintain the confidentiality of information entrusted to them by the Pacifica Foundation or its listeners, except when authorized or otherwise legally obligated to disclose.
Yes.
I have a question and a comment. My question is, are you saying that this supersedes the confidentiality agreements that have been signed by LSBs and PNB members?
That is the recommendation, that we replace the previous confidentiality policy with signing off on that we've read and agree to comply with this one.
Well, this is much more vague than the existing confidentiality agreement, and it doesn't spell out any consequences for violating confidentiality when it's legitimate, but it also seems to imply that you can't share any information from Pacifica with the public unless specifically authorized to. I mean, in my mind, this does in no way dovetail with the confidentiality principles that we have been operating under on either the LSBs or the PNBs.
Thank you, Bonnie. Anyone else wish to discuss this motion?
Carolyn, please, I'd like to second the motion. I don't think it was seconded.
It doesn't
I don't
need
believe
a
it needs
it's
to be seconded.
Sure.
It's coming from committee.
Oh, okay, good.
Okay.
This is Leslie, and I'd like to speak to the motion.
Okay, go ahead, Leslie.
My concerns are parallel to Bonnie's here, and I'd like to add that we do have a duty under the bylaws to inform our listeners of what's going on. And what I'm looking for is a clear legal definition of what needs to remain confidential, not something that puts us in conflict with our own bylaws.
Okay. Would anyone else like to discuss this motion?
Susan Young on the stack.
Susan.
I appreciate the thoughtful approach of the governance committee and its effort to, finesse a difficult discussion. But I agree with Bonnie and Leslie. We in KPFT have grappled with very clear breaches of confidentiality. And getting people to focus on it specifically in the context of specific discussions and actions has been very important. And I do not want to lose the ground we have gained by shifting back to some general, we have to be good people.
Okay. We've taken three. Okay, Sean, go ahead.
I'd like to speak in favor of this motion. The fact of the matter is that the previous confidentiality agreements were far too restrictive and gave our former counsel or our counsel of today far too much power to determine what is, supposed to be confidential and what is not. And if we simply follow our ethics policy, we will be fully protected and fully covered. Let us go on, because a lot of people rejected. The reason they rejected signing the agreement in L.A. was because it was far too restrictive and did not allow them to talk properly to their constituents. This ethics policy allows us to do that, but also, makes things confidential, folks. I don't want to be over-restricted as we were under the old policy. Let's pass this thing. Thank you.
Point of information.
Okay. Yes, go ahead.
I don't recall. How many people refused to sign the confidentiality agreement?
Three.
Okay.
There were also people that signed it.
Okay, no, Sean, you had your chance to speak now.
Just answer the question.
Okay. I would like to suggest that we move on to a roll call vote on this motion, as we have many motions from the governance committee, and we've probably used up the time for this particular one as a portion of the time for governance. So, Richard, if there's no objection, we'll go to a roll call vote. Richard, can you take that roll call vote?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Sherry Gendelman? Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Drea Turner?
She is out of the country.
Well, I may call her name a couple more times. So.
Yeah, no, I understand.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
No.
Excuse me, coughing. Rico Ross. Rico Ross.
Abstain.
George Ryder.
Yes.
Sandra Rawline.
Yes.
Wendy Shrell.
No.
Susan Young.
No.
Iabetiaco?
Nope.
Carolyn Ryder. Carolyn Burton.
Yes.
Sorry about that. Kathy Davis?
Pass.
Jimmy Ross?
Pass.
Jim Brown?
No.
A.C. Brown? A.C. Bird?
No. No.
Is that King?
Yes.
David Beaton?
Yes.
Pia Wingaza?
Yes.
Back to Kathy Davis? Kathy Davis? Jamie Ross?
Abstain.
Kathy Davis, are you there? I can't hear you.
I'm sorry, I was mute. Abstain.
Eight to 7, 3.
I'm sorry, Mr. Secretary, I have a different count.
I have the same count.
So do I.
So do I.
I have 7.
Yes.
7, 8, 3.
8 what?
7, 8, 7, 3.
What's that mean?
8 in favor.
8, 4, 7 against, and 3 abstain.
3, 4, 5.
Would you do a recount, please?
I'm sorry, I have 7 yes.
There's 8 yes, 7.
Tell me if I'm wrong. Here we go. Here are the yeses. George, Sandra.
Hold on one second.
Joe.
George, Sandra,
Joe. Sean, Luzette, Carolyn, Ethea, and Dave. This makes 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
I'm sorry, I couldn't read my writing.
7, 8. That is 8. I'll read them again.
No, I see my mistake. I couldn't read my writing. I'm one of them. Sorry.
Okay. That motion passes. We're going to go on to the next motion on the agenda. George, would you like to motivate this next motion?
Yes. The Audit Committee some time back, in actually the last incarnation of the PNB, passed a whistleblower policy. There was some question about it because it seemed to imply that in order to get coverage under the Whistleblower Act, that the person blowing the whistle had to inform Pacifica that they were doing so. On the committee, there was a split between that whistleblower policy and a policy of essentially posting the California law on whistleblowing, which doesn't require that they tell the PNB or the Pacifica anything about them doing that, and that would be a whistleblower policy. What's in front of you is not to decide that issue. It's just to refer this to our council for a recommendation as to whether either or both of them satisfy the requirements of California law, or if he has any other recommendation in terms of protecting Pacifica. We can't do that directly. I mean, I can't do that as a chair. I can't, you know, encumber the lawyer's time. But I would like to request that the PNB do that. So the effect of this motion would be to forward both of these things to Ricardo, ask him for his opinion. We will get that opinion and come back with some decision as to which, if either, we prefer as the whistleblower policy.
Thank you, George. Is there any objection to that referral?
Yeah, Madam Chair,
Okay. Go ahead, Susan.
I don't know that it's an objection. It's really a question. I served on the committee on the audit committee when we drafted this, and we drew upon common language used for nonprofits. There was also, if I recall, a comment by the auditor that one of the things that was mentioned in the management letter was that we did not have adequate conformance to Sarbanes-Oxley type policies, including giving clear, giving clear policies and procedures for whistleblowing. And one of the places you need to be able to whistleblow is to your board. There, we got into the whole dispute about is that provided for by or contravened by or whatever the law. And Dan discussed that with us. So that's one of the holdover, grump fests that we're dealing with. I would hope that we would be able to get just an informal comment from Ricardo about this rather than having to seek a written opinion. I'm very mindful of the fact that we've got a lot of legal costs that we are incurring. And also, I would like for us to be able to have policies and procedures that reinforce the whistleblowing opportunity and requirement rather than just saying, read the law and inform yourself.
Madam Chair, may I get
on thank you, Susan. I think that it would be difficult to have Ricardo give us a quick answer to this tonight because of the fact that he doesn't have a copy of the original whistleblower motion that came out of the audit committee.
Asking for him to give a quick comment tonight, just for him to not go into a labored review with a written opinion.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to go on to ask if there are any objections to this referral.
Yes, this is Nia. I object.
Okay. All right. Why don't we just go to a roll call vote on this referral of a question to our general counsel. Richard?
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
No.
Rico Ross?
No. Oh, shit. I'm sorry, no.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Sandra Rawline?
Yes.
Wendy Terrell?
Yes.
Susan Young?
Yep.
Nia Bediako?
No.
Carolyn Burden?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Jamie Ross?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
No.
AC Bird?
No.
Lizette King?
Yes.
David Beaton?
Yes.
Theo Wangaza?
Yes.
Sherry Gindelman? Bonnie Simmons?
Abstain.
Andrea Turner? Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Sandra Rawline passed, I believe.
No, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I voted yes.
Oh, you did vote yes. Okay.
We are out of time on this.
I want to send it to him. I want to vote on it now.
Okay, thank you.
I want to move to extend for 10 minutes so that we can get through the rest of these motions. The governance committee has been meeting every other week and would be supportive of their efforts if we could get some of these things past the PNB now. So I move
second.
That we extend time for 10 minutes.
Second.
Okay.
Second.
All right. Thank you. I hear you.
Last vote is we didn't hear it.
Okay. The motion is to extend time for 10 minutes. Is there any objection to extending time for the governance committee for 10 minutes? Hearing none, the time is extended.
Great.
George, can you read and motivate
yes.
the next motion?
Great.
Yes.
Point of information. Because of technical difficulties, we did not hear. What was the last vote on whether we were going to send this to our consul? What was that vote?
12-4, 5 against, and 1 abstention.
All right, so it's 12-5. Thank you.
Okay.
Grace, point of information?
Yes.
So if we're extending this for 10 minutes, are we still going to be able to get to these other committees? I'm kind of planning on presenting the elections committee, and that's kind of important.
Well, the motion just passed to extend, so we'll have to deal with that later. George, can you continue?
Yeah. The next motion is that the governance committee shall solicit suggestions for changes in the bylaws and vet these for presentation to the PMB for action. The sense, I think, widely shared by many of the people who have been involved in Pacifica is that the bylaws need some refinement at the very least, and that it would be useful to have suggestions discussed in committee to sort of separate out those that we think most likely to be useful and likely to pass before they put before the entire board. This, of course, does not supersede the procedures in the bylaws for, I believe it's 6 PNB members putting anything they want to change up as a bylaw suggestion, but we thought it would make it orderly. The intention is to solicit the LSBs, let them know that this is available, and to handle whatever comes through and forward what we think are the most sensible suggestions to the PNB for action.
Thank you, George. Is there any objection to this motion being adopted? That was adopted, accepted unanimously by the Governance Committee. Hearing none, this motion is adopted.
Okay.
George, do you want to motivate the next motion?
Yes. This is the question that arose out of the change in status of Noel Hanrahan at KPFA from being a listener member to being hired, I believe, on paid staff, but I'm not sure. But anyway, she was became a staff member
Union
when she was. It doesn't matter. She became a staff member when she was during her term. She was removed from the board, and the issue arose as to whether the bylaws requires, or is neutral, or allows for such a change. The decision of the governance committee was that, in fact, there was no necessity in the bylaws for making such a change, and to do so was inconsistent with the bylaws. So the argument for it is specified in the whereases. The substance of it is that the Pacifica board policy that a change of status of a board member once elected will not be deemed a disqualifying act. Of course, it doesn't, unless decided otherwise by the Pacifica National Board or until such time as there is an amendment made to the relevant section of the Pacifica bylaws. So the sense of it is that our policy will be, if that happens, either way, because the discussion went, the problem the other way is also someone could be on staff, could lose the staff position, and then be taken off the board, which would sort of put people on the staff who are on the board sort of at the mercy of the general managers insofar as their status on the board was concerned. So for a bunch of reasons, it was decided that this was the best policy, and we recommend it now.
Bonnie to Stack.
Okay.
And then
Bonnie.
Wendy.
Bonnie first.
Yes. First of all, I would like to talk about some wording in the motion that is alarming to me. I don't think it makes any sense to have the words, let me read the sentence. Be it therefore resolved that it is Pacifica board policy that a change of status of a board member once elected will not be deemed a disqualifying act unless decided otherwise by the Pacifica National Board. That to me means that we are operating in the world of the definition of the word arbitrary. That means that any time the Pacifica National Board wants to change its policy on this, it can. And that doesn't make any sense to me. It's also pretty nonsensical to me that the interpretation of the bylaw that says Any delegate shall be removed from the position of delegate and cease to be a delegate upon occurrence of any of the following. A, said delegate's death or resignation. B, upon the occurrence of a disqualifying act, e.g., which means, for example, the appointment to an elected political office. That is the wording that this is based upon. It would seem to me that the intention of the bylaws, particularly because it was written with a for instance, was that there are other instances. I just wanted to point out a few possible scenarios that would be allowed if this were to be voted up this way. As a staff person can quit their job at KPFA one day before the nomination close date for LSB elections, file paperwork to run as a listener, be rehired the next day, and then serve for 3 years as a listener representative while they're on the station payroll. I can be appointed KPFA's general manager, and even though the bylaws forbid managers from running in LSB elections, I can continue to serve the remainder of my term on the board, even while I hold a management position. Half of the PNB's listener directors can take paying positions in the foundation without relinquishing their seats, throwing Pacifica into violation of the interested director caps imposed by the California Corporate Code. And another staff member can leave their job at KPFA, move to Tasmania, and continue to serve as a staff rep on the KPFA local station board for up to 3 years after leaving the actual station staff. I believe that to vote this through is really disallowing the intention of the bylaws. And a peculiarly preposterous situation if we are to be approaching things on a policy level that is applied to everyone.
Thank you, Bonnie. Wendy, you're next on the stack.
Carolyn, on the stack, please.
On to
Wendy.
I'm agreeing with Bonnie, except that I think those examples are ridiculous and aren't necessary. I really think that, you know, the intention of the bylaws was to have two classes of membership on the board, listeners and staff, and this has come up at several of our stations where somebody, you know, face it, you know, we who put in all this time, we are good candidates to end up getting jobs at the stations or shows or whatever because we really care and we interact a lot with the people at the stations and we have, the fact that if somebody on the board ends up in staff, then they're just not on the board anymore. I'm sorry. The bylaws made it really clear. The intent of the bylaws was that people, that if you're staff or you're a listener. And so I don't think it is helpful for us to make this interpretation at this time. I was really dismayed in the past when people would go and get a radio show and then and the interpretation was, well, we can't see anything in the bylaws that makes this a disqualifying act. I think it is a disqualifying act, and I think it needs to be a disqualifying act. We have enough trouble with staff on the boards anyway, in my own opinion. I'm going to vote against this motion.
George,
thank you, Wendy. Sean is next.
There's the flip side. The flip side of this coin. And that is what happens when management fires a staff who happens to be a critic on the LSB so that once they're fired, they lose their staff position, but then they're off the board. Isn't that convenient for management? That's why I'm against this. Once you're on the board, you're elected by your constituents. They know who they're dealing with. They're really voting for the person. We can put all kinds of, definitions on them, but the fact of the matter is, they're voting for the person, and, you know, since they got the most votes, that shows me they trust this person, whether they're there as a staff representative or a listener representative. Thank you.
Thank you,
Carolyn. I'm voting for the motion.
Thank you, Carolyn. Sean, Carolyn, you're next.
Yes, thank you. I'm looking at the last sentence, and I think that the arguments Bonnie raises will seemingly far-fetched or not impossible, but I think that they are covered by the qualifying clause unless decided otherwise by the Pacifica National Board. Any of these bizarre uses of this to countermand the wishes of the bylaws and the listeners, and against the interests of the station, can be decided by the Pacifical National Board, or until such time as we write an amendment. And I hope that this is a temporary patch until we do write an amendment that, that clarifies the issue. But I think that we're covered on this issue.
On the stack, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Point of information.
Okay, just a moment. Before George asked to be on the stack, I heard a voice of somebody else, but I didn't recognize the voice.
Madam Chair, point of procedure, I believe we're at time for this issue. We might need to extend.
Okay, have we depleted the entire 10 minutes?
Right, so.
Madam
Chair, call the order of the day.
This is Nia. I would like.
Okay, unless there's a motion to extend that passes, we can go to a vote on this motion.
I suggest
we go directly to a roll call vote on this particular motion.
I object, Madam Chair, and I move to table this until the next board meeting. It is an important matter that shouldn't be brought to a precipitous vote. This is Susan.
Okay, is there a second to that motion to table until the
second.
Next meeting?
Sandra.
Okay. All right. Is there any objection to tabling this motion to the next meeting?
Yes.
Okay. Why don't we take a vote on the motion to table? Richard?
George Ryder?
No.
Sandra Rawline? Sandra Rawline? Can't hear you, Sandra. Wendy Shrell?
I'd rather vote it down now, but yes.
That's a yes vote?
Yes, sorry, yes.
Susan Young?
Yes.
Iabediaco?
No.
Carolyn Burton?
No.
Kathy Davis?
Pass.
Amy Ross?
Yes.
Jim Brown?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Lucette King?
I'm sorry, I got dropped off. What are we voting on? I'm sorry.
We're voting to table this motion.
Okay, I say yes.
David Beaton?
Yes.
Sophia Wangaza?
Yes. Well, no. I take it back. No.
Sherry Gendelman. Bonnie Simmons.
No.
Andrea Turner.
Yeah.
Joe Gonzala.
No.
Sean O'Brien.
No.
Leslie Radford?
No.
Rico Ross?
No.
Sandra Rawline?
I'm here. Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Abstain.
Andrea Turner?
Not here.
Eight yes, nine no, one abstain.
Okay, Richard, can you go to a roll call vote on the motion itself?
Okay, could we have the motion read again?
George, can you read the motion?
Yeah. Whereas the Pacifica bylaws only set forth one specific change of status as a legitimate basis for removal, namely the appointment of an elected political office, citing the place where that happens, and whereas a change of status from listener representative to staff representative does not constitute a change of status recognized by the bylaws as a disqualifying act, and whereas the Pacifica bylaws do not recognize or delineate any difference in the roles nor place
any conflict of interest restrictions on staff representatives, and whereas to arbitrarily deem any other non-specified change of status as constituting a disqualifying act could lead to the arbitrary removal of board members, be it therefore be resolved that it is the Pacifica board policy that a change of status of a board member once elected will not be deemed a disqualifying act unless decided otherwise by the Pacifica National Board or until such time as there is an amendment made to the relevant section of the Pacifica bylaws.
Okay, Richard, ready for a roll call?
Nia Bediaco?
No, you no longer represent the constituent.
We just need a vote.
Carolyn,
no comment.
Carolyn no. Burton? Carolyn Burton?
I'm sorry, pass.
Etty Davis?
Pass.
Jamie Ross? Can't hear you, Jamie. Jim Brown?
No.
E.C. Bird?
Could you explain what this vote is? I'm not sure.
This is the policy of...
Madam Chair, I think it's...
What order is your chair supposed to respond to that?
Bonnie, you're out of order. George, can you explain this to A.C.?
This is a motion to establish as policy that a change of status on the board will not be deemed a disqualifying act unless decided otherwise, in a particular instance, by the Pacifica National Board, or until such time as there's an amendment made to the relevant section of the Pacifica bylaws.
If we vote yes, that's in favor of this motion, correct?
That's correct.
Correct.
Okay. AC?
No.
All right. Richard, continue.
Lucette King?
Pass.
David Beaton?
Yes.
Sophia Wangaza?
Yes.
Jerry Gintelman? Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Andrea Turner? Joseph Wanzala?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford?
No.
Rico Ross?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Sandra Rawline?
Yes.
Wendy Shrell?
No.
Susan Young?
No.
Carolyn Burton?
Yes.
Kathy Davis?
Abstain.
Amy Ross?
Yes.
Lucette King?
No.
Nine, four. Eight against. One abstain.
All right, this motion passes. As this agenda item is now out of time, there's one motion left that will go on to the next agenda of the next open session. The next committee on the agenda is the Audit Committee. Is there a report from the
Madam Chair, this is Richard. Yes. There were two things left on governance because I left one of their motions off. I'll put it back on.
Okay, the two motions left on governance will be added to the agenda of the next open meeting. The next committee report is from the Audit Committee.
Oh, okay. This is Nia. Tony Pohl just, he sent the final draft of the financials. I made some corrections that I sent to him today. And after he looks at them, I sent them to Lynn and Laverne for them to take a look at them. There were minor things on there, like the dollar sign is missing. There were two accounts. One was on 07, but was on 08, but not on 07. So I just had a couple of questions. So once he answers those, then I'll schedule a meeting with the audit committee to go over it, approve it, and then send it to the PNB. Now, We won't be meeting until after the in-person meeting because the calendar is completely full. And I don't like to schedule meetings that conflict with other committees. So that's the only reason why we won't have one before the in-person meeting. That's all I have to report.
Okay, thank you, Nia. Next committee is Committee on Racism, Sexism, and Other Forms of Discrimination. Is there a report from that committee?
Yes, it's Rico. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Basically, we have been trying to convene it and have found some difficulty getting all the members that were involved on the list. Finally, Lisa did manage to get most of the people on that list. We have penciled in a date of April 22nd, as it stands right now, as our first meeting in which we will convene.
Thank you, Rico. Next committee is the Elections Committee. Is there a report from the Elections Committee?
Hi, yeah, this is Wendy. Wait a minute, I just kind of lost it on my screen. Oh my God, I can't believe it. Okay, wait.
Which are you looking for, Wendy? Maybe I've
got I'm looking for a report from Bill Crozier. Just rest assured that business is good in the email department, folks. He sent it to me again today, so I know I have it. Oh, you know what? I'm looking in the wrong place. Okay. Okay. So we have a motion from the Elections Committee, and we have just to report that we've made some recommendations on election supervisors and vendors, which I'm not going to go into specifics on that here. I'll have it in your email. I'm first on 331. Okay, so the motion from the Election Committee is we're asking the Pacifica National Board to rescind the motion passed at the March 8th PNB meeting regarding I'm not going to summarize it. I'm going to read it. The motion that the PNB passed, which was, it just really just passed by one vote, and there were several people that abstained, and the Elections Committee is asking us to rescind that the elections, that the vendor, remember we're talking about vendors that we hire to conduct the election. The vendor shall work with and under the direction of a national election supervisor hired by the executive director as required in the bylaws of the Pacifica Foundation, and that this NES shall be for appointing and supervising a local election supervisor, LES, at each of the five station signal areas, Berkeley, Los Angeles, New York, Washington, and Houston. And then there's a brackets that the NES shall work with the vendor to ensure that the LES in each area meets the vendor's requirements as well as those of the foundation. Now, there was some discussion as we were talking about this, And the motivator of the motion said that the point of this motion was to make sure that the NES was not either an employee of the vendor or tied to the vendor in any way that could compromise his or her independence. Now, the motion itself doesn't really say anything about that, but there was a lot of confusion created. I mean, I know that when I voted for the wording of the motion, I did not mean to tie anybody's hands in any of it. The Elections Committee has done a whole lot of work on recommending vendors, and this sort of just came out of the blue that I'm trying to read and talk at the same time, which is really a bad idea. Let me just say this, that the Elections Committee is asking the PNB to rescind that. We feel that the ED can still pick whoever they want to be the election supervisor, and that this motion has just made it more confusing. It's tied up the vendors who have actually themselves wondered, do they need to submit another RFP? It's been a big bone of contention. The motion does not actually say what Carolyn intended for it to do. So we're asking for this to be rescinded by the Pacifica National Board.
Okay.
Back, please.
Okay. Carolyn?
Yeah, thank you. The motion says what it says, and my explanation of it, of course, is not part of the written motion. So whatever my intention was, it was worded much more minimally. And I don't think, as worded, that there is anything in it that people need to be afraid of. So I would urge people not to read the motion.
I think the main basis is that it's confusing. We're confused now.
It was well considered, and it was carefully worded so as not to raise alarms, and I'm sorry if what I said raised alarms, but in fact the motion has passed with no such stricture on the board or on the ED. Thank you.
My
sense of the motion, I voted for it, was that the bylaws seem to imply that we need to have someone who is really directly responsible to us primarily as an NES who is supervising the election, and that if in fact we hire a company to do the thing and they appoint a national election supervisor, then that election supervisor is responsible to the company but not directly to us. And it seemed, anyway, that was the reason I voted for it. It seemed to me that that was something we really needed to have in place by the bylaws.
Okay, Bonnie?
I'm sorry, but we're out of time on this.
Okay. If there is a... does anyone...
I move to extend time for 5 minutes.
All right. Is there a second for that?
Second.
Okay. Is there any objection to extending time for 5 minutes? Hearing none, we'll go to the next person on the stack, who's Bonnie.
Yeah.
And Nia, please. Yeah.
Wendy, I'm on the election committee, as you know, and I'm sorry, because there's nothing on tonight's agenda, I'm getting kind of confused here. And I suspect that people that aren't on the election committee might be confused, too. Is what you are doing officially giving notice from the election committee to request that CNB rescind that motion?
Yes, I thought that was already on the agenda. No?
There's nothing on my agenda that I was sent today from the election committee.
So no one's ever heard of this until just now?
I've heard of
it. I mean, the elections committee voted for it, but the PNB hasn't heard about it?
I don't think so, unless somebody wants to correct me here, but it has not been on the last two agendas.
Okay, as a motion to rescind without prior notice would take a two-thirds vote, I would entertain a motion to table this until the next open session.
So moved.
Grace, this is Ian. Somebody mentioned Crozier. I thought I don't know the gentleman, but didn't Crozier send something? I saw something from him.
I think he did. I'm struggling to put my hands on it here.
Yeah, I know he sent it.
Okay, I believe that even if it was sent in a timely fashion, it would have to have been sent by a PNB director. So as there is a motion to table this to the next meeting.
This is Wendy.
Yes, Wendy?
Joe Shamanaka is the secretary, and he has sent all this to the Pacifica National Board. And so, and by the way, I think that when a motion comes from a committee, I don't know that it really takes two-thirds to rescind a motion.
It takes two-thirds to rescind a motion if it hasn't been... it's up to this body. Right now, we have on the table a motion to table.
Yes.
Is there any discussion? Well, there's no discussion on a motion to table.
Point of information.
So, go ahead, Lizette.
How will this affect the election schedule that we ought to stick by?
It won't.
Okay, there's your answer.
It's already affected.
Richard, why don't you take a roll call vote on the motion to table?
Okay, and if I dropped the ball, I'm getting it on the agenda. I apologize.
Nope, you did.